Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the DigiDev podcast. Today is Saturday, March the 30th, 2013.
Hell yeah!
I am a very coffee Xavier Voidhill, and with me today we have Chris Steinberg,
Danu
via Google Plus, and Henry Hunt.
Hello.
Via Skype.
May I inquire why Henry is not on Google Plus and is instead on Skype?
Well, actually, it's probably a good place to start because Henry is using his Microsoft Surface RT.
Why didn't he use his laptop or his Nexus or any of his hundreds of billions of other devices?
Henry?
Well, my laptop, the mic doesn't work. My Nexus 4, we tried that and the sound quality was terrible. And my Nexus 7 is charging.
Then you can use it while it's charging, you know?
It's like on the other side of the room.
What?
You lazy cunt.
Henry, you can stand up out of your chair and get it.
Yeah, I know.
Impossible.
I mean, the reason I'm not standing up is because there is no room in my room now there's a desk for me to get out of the chair. The chair
Show
is in
me.
A fixed position.
Show me.
Well, yeah, Chris, you can see my
the
chair.
The latency is the lot.
My Nexus 7 won't turn on.
The Nexus 7 won't turn on. Then what you need...
Are you pressing the power button?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, while Henry tries to figure out how to use a power button, sort of enter the 21st century, I think a good place to start talking about the last 2 weeks in consumer technology and the world in general is with Google. Because Google's done some stuff.
What have they done?
I'm not quite sure. Well,
didn't they just make like some crappy patents not like patented?
Well, they killed Google Reader, which no one really...
Who cares? Feedly is so much better and everywhere.
Speaking of Feedly, that's reminding me of something we can talk about later. But that means Feedburn is probably going to die soon, which will...
Well, deal with it.
Which will break about a million podcasts, not this one, I should add, because this podcast is...
We're so pro!
No, it's because we're not even pro enough to have a Feedburner URL yet.
Nice one. Why is the latency so poor, Xavier?
I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's because we're both on Chromebooks.
So?
Probably.
Do you...
Wait, no, I think I know why. Turn off your ugly face and it might be better.
Only if you do the same.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Okay, so, Google recently... And we haven't talked about this yet. They announced that Andy Rubin has left Android and Sundar Pichai has taken over and he is also head of Chrome.
Oh, yeah.
So, I.O. is coming up in May, 15th to 17th, I think. And will we finally see Chrome and Android becoming one?
Nope.
Why not?
No chance.
Chris first. Why not?
Because it's a bit soon, probably later. Next year, ting.
Well, you'd have thought that, but when you think that with every Android version Google's ever announced, they put the statue up before they've announced it.
Yeah.
There's already a Chrome Android statue leaning
Granted.
Out of the windows of one of the buildings.
Yeah, but I think you may be just reading a bit much into this.
It's true.
It makes sense for Chrome and Android to become one, because Google has sort of lost control of Android.
Yeah, obviously.
Arguably control they never really had. But then, with Chrome also now becoming part of becoming available on Android, it would make it easier to combine the two. And there's no point really having two separate operating systems that both serve similar purposes to just get you on Google services.
Yes, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't really listening.
Well, I said something very intelligent.
Yes, it was so poignant.
It was indeed. And basically, now Sundar is head of both Chrome and Android. It's like being head of Windows Phone and Windows.
No, it's not.
Pretty much. It's really not.
It's almost not.
Because you're in charge of the desktop OS and you're in charge of the mobile OS.
Oh, wow.
And I've even speculated that we could see Chrome OS coming to phones and replacing Android.
I seriously doubt that would happen.
Yeah, I
reckon they're going to start getting integrated with each other, but they won't become the same thing for quite a while.
Well, Chrome OS has a Java plugin, like not on the web, but it has a Java thing.
A Java something.
It has a Java something.
It has a Java. 1,000 Java.
All of the Java.
Yes.
No, but Xavier, it may have 1,000 Java, but it doesn't have app.
It does have app.net, though.
True.
I can't believe you actually went there.
I went there.
Word for the win.
I'm the only app.net user here, therefore I'm the only person who's qualified to make jokes about app.net.
Because you're the only moron here.
I'm the only person that has sources that give me free accounts, so... You wish you had my sources.
I don't really want an app.net account.
Why not?
Why would I?
It's Twitter without the dickish API.
But it's not, and without all the people, Zoe.
It's Twitter without the dickish API and about 30 people.
I must say, of the, like, 30 people I follow, whenever I do actually remember to check app.net, my timeline is just The Verge account, The Onion account, and...
Yes, The Onion.
Some other guy, I can't remember who, but... He's just that guy that always posts stuff on app.net, and they're also cross-posted to Twitter, so I see it there anyway.
So, basically, what are you saying is you're going
to do? Well, no, I think it'll take off, or at least grow at some point, but it's not going to become the new mainstream social network that everyone uses.
It's like what Google Plus is to Facebook, to Twitter.
No.
It ruined if it's good.
We're using Google Plus right now.
Well, yeah, but we're not really. We're using Google Hangouts, which is more a subsidiary. Watch YouTube together. Oh, man. Oh, hell no.
Well, I can tell this podcast is going to go wildly off course.
to be fair, I'm not showing you porn on my other screen. you got off lucky there.
Well, I'm not sure if I can really trust you. But I
thought... Well, fine, you asked for it then. I do want to start presenting my own screen.
So, speaking of social networks, Thursday, we've got a big event coming up. Facebook is having its third massive announcement launch thing of the year.
No one gives a shit.
Nobody wants a Facebook phone. To be completely honest, nobody wants one.
I'm trying to explain the backstory here.
Everybody wants one. It's the future, you know.
Well, remember the HTC Charger?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking when I heard about it. I was like... It's
all. I know someone that had one.
I know more people with HTC Chargers than iPhone 5s.
No,
I do. I know at least three people with HTC Chargers.
Do you know the HTC Charger?
I know at least three people.
Really?
I mean, the HTC HTC Salsa, of course, I have never seen anyone with one. And the one time I ever saw one in a shop, it was mislabeled as a BlackBerry. And it wasn't even one of the touchscreen Blackberries. It was a full QWERTY Blackberry, so I don't know what was going on there.
Amazing.
Wow.
And then...
Henry can't see this, because I'm talking into this.
Huh? But...
What?
That's the same to Zabby.
I cannot understand a word of what you're saying.
Neither can I. So, the HTC Charger, also known as Status in America, and the Salsa, were basically bog standard mid-range cheap Android phones with Facebook buttons and inflated price tags.
Hooray.
So, and neither of them sold that well, really. I mean, the Charger was, for a while, the most compelling QWERTY Android phone, which says a lot about Android QWERTY phones.
Why do you want an Android QWERTY phone?
Because you want a QWERTY phone and you don't want a BlackBerry.
That's what I mean. Why would you want a QWERTY phone?
It's true. They're completely pointless nowadays.
F you of monsters and men. So I'm editing, I'm curating my music while I'm doing this.
Aren't there better times to curate your music?
There really aren't.
Well, I apologise. Keep going.
Because most other times I could be committing a sin of the flesh. The sin of Onan, I think it's called.
So.
Yeah, the sin of Onan. Onan.
Okay.
That's what Henry does a lot. Puts up.
So Facebook is having this event on Thursday, and they said, "Come and see our new home on Android."
Yes.
Lots of people have speculated that this is going to be the phone that's been rumoured since Facebook was only a baby.
I genuinely do not give a crap about this.
Well, I don't think...
Not one... Just...
I don't think any of us techies really do care about
this. Hashtag leave it, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to lie. Before they make a Facebook phone, they need to... sort out the Facebook app for Android. It's terrible.
No, well, Facebook just piss off. I don't get it.
No, my initial,
you have to go on Facebook enough.
My initial thought was that it would be a brand new app, seeing as their last two events have been for Graph Search and the new newsfeed, which literally no one has yet.
Graph Search, what a useful thing.
Well, it's useful if you want to stalk people, it seems.
Hmm, true. But, Miles Kane, that's cool.
But I think what Facebook's announced so far this year is just going to anger people for a few...
And he's dying.
Yes.
That's you.
Thank you. What Facebook's changes will do is anger people for a couple of months, and then they'll forget there was ever
anything. Oh, like everything that Facebook does?
Yes.
Oh, I hate the new layout. 6 months later.
Now, what...
Oh, I hate the new layout.
Probably the most intelligent thing I've seen about this Thursday event is people speculating that it's not necessarily going to be a Facebook phone or a Facebook fork of Android.
No, I'm pretty sure it is.
But basically a launcher, which will come shipped on a phone, which is believed to be the HTC Mist for AT&T.
Straight up fork. But, like, a really easy fork, yeah.
But then, if it's just a launcher with a Facebook camera app and Facebook Messenger app instead of camera and messaging, then they can push that through the app for people to download onto any phone. And then most people will not know how to change their launchers.
No. The death of all good
people
things.
People would hate them.
It's true. Well, no, you wouldn't have to download it. It's just people would, because, I'm in the Facebook app, and it says there's something I can download. I'll do that.
Oh, big one.
Because that's how they got people to download the Messenger app, and now that's like the top five.
Do you guys like Iggy Pop, just like on MSI?
Not really, yeah. No.
Jake Bug, bugger off, you're annoying.
I see what you did there. You're a terrible person.
What'd I do?
Jake Bug, bugger off.
Oh, that was completely accidental.
That was terrible.
You're a poet and you didn't even know it.
No, dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, Nvidia Shield.
Yeah, what do you make of the shield? Because we've not really ever talked about it.
No one cares about it. Like, none of the caring.
It makes no sense at all. It's just like...
Exactly.
Well, Henry, you want everything. You want a Razor Edge.
Henry, you can afford everything, so whatever.
I really want a Razor Edge. I'm not going to lie.
What?
No. What are you doing? Do you want is that the edge? I don't know what they called it. No, it's so horrible.
No, it's not.
Isn't that the worst?
Have you read the Anand Tech review of it?
Oh, God, no. What do they say?
Well, it's a million words long. And you should read it.
I think that may be an exaggeration.
Well, if you've ever read an Anand Tech review, you know it's long.
Well, yeah, that's because they do it.
That's because they actually review things.
Exactly.
And they actually get money for it. But, yeah.
Hard-fi. Yeah, I'll allow hard-fi.
Well, since Chris wants to talk about music all the time.
Well, all of the music. Anyway, carry on. I'm sorry, man.
We may as well talk about the massive news from Spotify this
week. But I just went there. Yes, let's do that.
What's this? I haven't heard this.
Well, you're about to learn something. Chris, do you know of the massive news from Spotify this week?
Maybe. I don't know if the news I know is the massive news.
What's the news you know?
That they're trying to get the new deal with the music, with the music industry, Spotify on mobile for free for a bit.
Oh, well, there is that. But I was thinking more along the lines of new logo. Spotify has a new logo and no longer has a bouncing vowel.
That's not exactly big news. Chris's is bigger news.
Really?
It kind of is. New logo, not going to affect anyone. To be completely honest.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Have you seen the new logo?
No.
It's like slightly not as horrible. I still don't like it.
I don't use Spotify.
Well, what do you...
You should.
What do you use?
I use Xbox Music.
That's quite the rubbish.
See, this just shows that Henry is stuck in a Windows world and will never get out.
I like Windows.
You like what?
Windows.
Well, yeah. Windows 8 is pretty good, but I think it'll improve a lot with Windows Blue. Which...
Of course it will. Windows Blue,
Windows
good.
Blue is going to be interesting.
Windows Blue, if you didn't already know, is basically Windows 9 or Windows 8.5 or the next Windows. And it's scheduled to be out later this year, and it's basically leaked this week, and it's Windows 8 with some extra things which should have been in Windows 8.
It's Windows 8 with basically made, they've improved...
Small icons! I remember showing that a year ago at Windows Phone. Good times.
Yeah, they've put smaller tiles in, small customizable.
Large desktop tile.
And I Hate You, but that's a good song.
it's not massive, it's more just like an iterative update. It's just added small things.
Stop like dying. Damn.
I'll try. How do we say that again?
It's added smaller live tiles that look more similar to what is in Windows 8. It's added more customization, so the colours you can have as your background, there's lots more of them. It's improved the settings, so you don't have to go into the desktop mode to change all the settings. It's less of a massive update, it's more just fixing things that people will get annoyed at.
Pretty much, and also you can have an unlimited number of Metro apps running simultaneously, I think.
Really? The book on rap? That sounds amazing.
So you know, like, at the moment you can have one taking three quarters and one taking one quarter of the screen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can have exactly half now.
Yeah, you can...
Oh, yeah, you can have the many, like, proportion.
And you can have, like, four narrow ones at once, and it...
I don't see why you... You can have four corner ones, which would be quite cool. On desktop, at least.
There's actually a Windows 8 app that can let you do that.
Well, yeah, but it's just easier for you.
Yeah.
Do I have
it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The Cortinas. Dido, I'm sorry.
Have either of you tried the leaked Windows Blue yet?
No.
Oh, did a straight up thing leak?
Yeah,
you can install it.
Friday?
I think
there's video of people using it.
Yeah.
Damn. I didn't know that. Oh, how is it then? Is there literally like not much difference?
It looks and feels the same. It's just a couple, not even features, just like improvements.
And aesthetic changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I think if Microsoft priced it right, then it could do quite well, but...
I think... Well, if they do an Apple, then yeah, that would be fun.
What, just charge like £10?
Yeah, charge like £10 or £20.
The thing is...
Not even that.
The thing is, most people wouldn't even pay that for Windows 8. Though.
Well, exactly, but that's what I mean. Once you, if they price it for £10 for Windows 8 users, and then if they price it what, like £50 for, so Windows 8 gets screwed, but like the point is they need to get everyone at least on Windows 8.
Yes.
So.
And of course, blue is meant to be the start of monthly updates and.
Yeah, monthly.
Well, not this. Oh yeah.
I thought it was like every like couple of months, like 3 months.
Well, it's regular updates and.
Quarterly.
Well, yeah, but it's more of a mobile.
Yeah. Viewpoint. Space. I think they'll probably sync up with the Windows Phone, like in terms of. Iterations.
Yes. But hopefully they don't do literally what they do with Windows Phone and have the world's worst update system.
It's true.
Why, what's wrong with it? What?
This week, I got my Windows Phone 7.8 update, finally.
Ooh, done, eh?
And I'll get to the actual update in a moment. But I was running the latest software that I had available.
Yes.
Then I get an update notification. I was on Tango. And then it updates me to another build of Tango, which added just support for in-app purchases, I think.
Mm.
Next update was just another Tango update, which gave me the support for phones that don't have camera buttons. My phone has a camera button. I don't see why I needed that update at all. Next one was 7.8.
I'm sure every Windows phone has a camera button.
Not anymore. I think Alcatel has one that doesn't. Have one.
Okay.
Oh, who bought the fucking Alcatel?
Nobody wants Alcatel phones.
Nobody wants Windows phone. Oh! Third place. Oh, BB10. Coming in a big way. Lost 3 million users. Sold 1 million BB10 devices.
Well, have they actually really?
Well, haven't they shipped them, as in given them
they
to people to
sell? They say they have, but I'm not sure if they... It's probably
they've
a case of, we've shipped
users,
a million...
Which is kind of terrible.
What?
They've lost 3 million users.
Yeah, because
yeah, I said that.
People are leaving the platform, and they're not selling as many phones. It's like Nokia again. But...
Yeah.
Except Nokia might actually have a chance to succeed. And I think...
Wait, who... What? I remember reading somewhere some moron was saying how Nokia should have built their own OS instead of going with Windows Phone.
Well, they did. They've made Mego. Harmattan.
Well, no, which but I mean, as in, like, instead of going with Windows Phone, they should desert them now and go with...
Nokia own. Committed just to Windows Phone, and that's the only way out, really. Whether Windows Phone will help them get out is another question. But they are committed now, and they can't...
Well,
change.
Microsoft won't let them die, so it's fine.
Well,
yeah, Microsoft, in all honesty, could probably secure third place, gain market share just through attrition. They just keep putting phones out. More people are going to join.
Exactly. They'll just literally just throw them in your face until enough people have them.
Yeah. I think Windows Phone is definitely going to win the battle
like,
for third.
I wonder if Microsoft could afford to give people phones for like £50 each.
They probably could.
It'd probably be cheaper than their marketing, honestly.
Because like the rumours of the before the Surface RT was released, that
yeah.
It would be $199 with an Xbox Music.
That was ridiculous, sir.
But the thing is, that would have been perfect for Microsoft, because it would have got the tablets into people's hands. And then they would have had a large base of Windows RT, so developers would be encouraged to develop for it, but instead Windows RT is failing and... The Surface is not selling that well, and people still hate Windows 8.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. How?
I don't know. Just does.
Wow. One sec. I won't be talking for a second. One second.
Okay.
Well, that's good. Okay.
Wait, I'll just show you my screen.
Well, if I go back to... the whole Windows Phone update thing. After I finally got my Windows Phone 7.8 update, I then had two further updates that tweaked Windows Phone 7.8 even further. So, I had five updates at once yet I was only given one notification for these. So, basically, Microsoft, your update process is ridiculous and stuff.
Why couldn't they have just done it all in one single...
I don't know, because that's... It did say, oh, if you're not on the latest version, it will update you to the latest version first. But why didn't I get those older updates when they were actually released?
Don't know.
And then Windows no longer has Update Tuesdays anymore, so updates are all over the place. And
yeah, I had one that took about half an hour this morning.
Half an hour is a quick Windows update.
It was stuck on 67% for a good 20 minutes.
Well, I've just resisted the temptation to turn my laptop off, and because it takes about 10 minutes to boot up, and
yeah.
Providing I sort of just put it into hibernation whenever it survives, and I had never had a blue screen of death until about 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Then I had two in one day, and I had another one the other day when I was trying to publish a post. So
I've never had a blue screen of death on my Surface, but I get them almost. I used to get them almost daily on my HP.
Well, that's not really good. But this sounds like Windows, really. What else is there to talk about this week?
There's the Ouya. It's
Ouya. Ouya is now shipping to Kickstarter backers.
It'll be on the shelves later this year.
It'll be on the shelves in June for $99 or £99. Of course, we're getting screwed again financially if you actually want to.
Wait, what's happened? Sorry,
Ouya is shipping.
Ouya.
Oh,
yeah.
The $99 Android gaming console.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm not gonna lie, it looks very nice.
But it doesn't look too bad.
The controller looks horrible.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Yeah,
I assume because it's open source, people can just give support for other controllers, though.
Yeah, you can people can probably make their own controllers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they've released the 3D plans so people can print off their own cases for the console, which is pretty cool.
According to this, it says Sony's DualShock 3 will work with the Ouya.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Any Bluetooth compatible controller will work with it.
Okay, that is good. But the thing is, what is there going to be on Ouya that makes you want to play?
Nothing.
Because, if you think about it, it's Tegra 3 and it's Android. So, you can run basically anything you can run on, like, a Nexus 7. How many games are there on Android? Ski Safari, and you want to play that with a controller on your TV.
Yes.
That's what people thought with smart TVs, but then again, no one ever used them.
Well, there's Minecraft, Pocket Edition.
Minecraft on a TV.
It seems like I'm the only person who thinks Ouya is ridiculous, is doomed to fail.
I was trolling, man. I look silly too.
I think it's a good idea, but whether anything actually happens with it or not is yet to see.
I mean, anyone who actually backed it on Kickstarter, I think, is an idiot, because... But it's the same thing.
Discouraging crowdsourcing.
But no, it's the same thing with Kickstarter in general, but specifically for Ouya, because you're backing a games console that is powered by Android. There's not going to be anything compelling. It's already outdated hardware.
Well, it was granted.
There's also the Oculus Rift. Dev kits have shipped.
Don't really know anything about the Oculus Rift, because since I was offline during CES, I've still not caught up with that stuff, so I just know it's a crazy virtual reality headset gaming thing.
Well,
is there anything else I need to know?
Apparently it's amazing. It's hard to see without using it, though, because all the demonstrations are, it comes up with two images, it brings two images up, which then go through fisheye lenses, that means it goes into your peripheral vision as well, making it sit you more immersed. Team Fortress 2 is going to be available on it.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
What, of course, a 7-8-year-old game?
No,
that is free to play.
Team Fortress 2 is updated regularly.
But still, it is an amazing game. I play it all the time.
It is an amazing game. Shut up.
I'm just trying to be the voice of reason here.
No, you're not. You're being the voice of unreason when you say TF2 is not a selling point.
It's a massive selling point. It's one of, like,
the best games. It's one of the greatest games ever.
It's one of the biggest selling, one of the biggest, most downloaded, and, like, best games on the whole of Steam.
Come on, name a bad Valve game.
Half-Life 3.
It has to exist.
It does exist. It obviously does exist. And it will sell the Steam box to millions of people. That's my theory.
Well,
if Valve said Half-Life 3 only on Steam box, straight away.
It'll be madness.
Speaking of the Steam box, XI3 announced the pricing for the Piston, which Valve has since said is now no longer an official Steam box.
Wait, what?
You know the Piston, the small Steam box thing?
The streamer thing?
No, it's a small gaming PC. There's like a 4-inch cube announced at CES.
Which streamed games?
No, it's a full PC.
Yes.
It's a full PC, so you install your games
on it. You didn't play games on it. If it's the thing I'm thinking of, you didn't play games on it.
You do play games. It is a full gaming PC. It was like i5. Or no, equivalent to i5 AMD processor, I think. And up to 4 gig of up to 8 gig of RAM and high-end graphics card. And it seemed really good, especially considering this tiny size. But they announced the pricing, and it's starting at like $1,000.
Really? That's mad.
Yeah.
And then Valve said, actually, no, we are no longer working with XI3. So, it's like, that gives hope that Valve's own offerings and offerings from other companies will be more competitively priced, but I can't really see the Steam box taking off if it's going to be anywhere near that. I've still got high hopes for the PlayStation 4, but, and I know I will probably end up getting one, but there's nothing yet that makes me want to get one. Except,
oh, what, Steam box?
PS4.
Oh, I wouldn't. If there's Rugby 15.
Well,
that's the dream.
Actually, speaking of rugby games, I found out yesterday that Rugby Challenge 2 is coming in June or July.
But I hate Rugby Challenge. It's horrible.
Seriously, I was playing it again today, and it is so good. So much better than World Cup.
Well, obviously, but in the camera angles just make it so horrible.
Well, you can change them. And I found a good one.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's not like isometric. It's just, like, weird.
Well, anyway, they might tweak that with the new game, I don't know. But the new game has the Lions license.
Oh, that'd be sick.
So, that implies,
so you can play with a mediocre team against good Southern teams?
Play with a mediocre team against the Lions?
No, that's not true. You know the Lions are going to get completely battered, even without Australia. Even Australia doesn't have Pocock, and they're still going to get battered.
Well, I can dream. People thought the Lions would get battered against South Africa. They lost the second test by 1 point, and they destroyed them in the third test. So,
well, no, they are going to get battered like fried fish.
Well, I hope they prove you wrong.
They're not.
But yeah, so that's...
Anyway, back to technology.
Shut up, this is a rugby podcast now. Well, I think that's pretty much all that's happened in the past 2 weeks.
Other than that, it's just small pieces of news, like
Amazon bought Goodreads for not $1 billion. What?
Windows 8 can run on 7-inch displays, 7-inch Windows 8 tablets, maybe.
Mini Surface, we'll see it in October.
Yeah, almost definitely.
and still before the Surface Pro hits the UK.
Much.
What?
Other than that, there's not pretty much any news.
Amazon bought Goodreads for totally not $1 billion. And it's been quiet recently.
Yeah, there's not much. Not much has been happening.
It's true, and I'm kind of merciful for that. And we know it's going to go crazy this next week because we are building up to the launch of the Samsung Galaxy S4, which I have a lot of harsh words about, which we spoke about last time. We spoke about that last time. If you weren't there, it's your own fault. Then on Thursday we have the Facebook event. On Friday, Henry and I will be at the Gadget Show Live in Birmingham.
Yeah.
So we will be hopefully, well, after wrestling with the trains at 8 in the morning, we will...
Well, you have to go play FIFA with KSI, though. He's going to be there.
I'm hoping to.
Well...
You're going to get murked. Come on, Henry. You know you're going to get, like, owned.
No, you know how bad I am at FIFA.
Yes.
Imagine me playing against KSI. I would get... I would get completely eaten. But yeah, so we will hopefully be staring at some really cool and new technology there. And hopefully I won't lose Henry, but I'm not making any guarantees. So for that reason, we might not have a podcast next week, but we might do. We might try and podcast live from the train.
Oh, wow.
Can always try that.
People will give you the weirdest looks if you do that.
Well, I think people will give us weird looks anyway. But yeah, that's about it for this episode of the podcast. So thank
you. Really? We talked about literally nothing.
Exactly. That's because nothing has happened. Except, Apple's making a new iThing. Oh, wait, Apple's not making a new iThing. Actually, yes, Apple is making this new iThing.
Well, that happens, like, everywhere.
Exactly,
every
so it's not worth talking about.
AMD's revealed a new streaming platform.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Chris, I just hung up on Henry. So, yeah. So, thank you for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter. I am at Zavdog, XAVDOG. You can follow Henry on Twitter at Hunto21, but I wouldn't recommend it because he's a terrible person. Chris is always just somewhere in the middle of nowhere if you want to follow him down the street. And you can follow Digizav on Twitter at Digizav. You can also like us on Facebook and other stuff as well, but I'm not sure you're actually going to do that. And actually, there was a question. I remember... Someone actually emailed me a question. So,
really?
I will quickly try and find this question, and then we can answer it before we wrap up. Because I promised that, because last time I said, oh, why didn't you email us some questions? And then we got a question and I didn't check it. As certified British people, what do you think are the major benefits and major pitfalls of your technology sector versus that of North America? Well, basically, we don't have terrible phone contracts.
And we have Nokia before other people.
We also get... Yeah, we generally get devices first. We don't have crappy carriers, and...
We don't have LTE, though.
Yeah, we do. EE.
Oh.
But let's be
honest.
I'm
not going to lie, I was tempted to hang up on you there.
Well, that would have just left me awkwardly on my own. One day, the podcast will end up just being me awkwardly on my own, talking to a microphone and crying into a bag of crisps.
Crisps.
Well...
Sorry about that.
That would have been a great way to end the show, but I hadn't probably outroed it. So, yeah. Britain is amazing, North America is terrible, and... Yeah, we
not as terrible as North Korea, though. That's what we should end
with. Well, that's a whole other political podcast. But, yeah.
No, Xavier, we have to cut it at not as bad as North Korea and just end it.
No, we're not cutting it there because we need to properly say goodbye. So, Chris, thank you for joining me. Henry, wherever you are, I hope you have a top-notch afternoon. I don't know. But yeah, thank you for joining us, and until next time, take care. Goodbye.